Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Dhamper Bioorganics Limited Q4 and FY23 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Navin Agrawal, Head Institutional Equities at SKP Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Agrawal.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to welcome you on behalf of Dhamper Bioorganics Limited and SKP Securities to this financial results conference call. We have with us Mr. Gautam Goyal, Managing Director, and his colleagues, Sandeep Sharma, COO, Mr. Nalin Gupta, CFO, and Mr. Mukul Sharma, COS. We'll have the opening remarks from Mr. Goyal, followed by a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Gautam.
Hi. Yeah, so hi, everyone. I'm Nalin Gupta, so I'll be starting with my remarks on the financials. So namaskar, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Nalin Gupta, the CFO for DBO. We welcome you to our Q4 and FY23 earnings call. I'll start with the key highlights of the quarter and the year that went by. Our revenue from the operations for the quarter increased from rupees 505.86 crores to 917.48 crores. For the year, revenue increased from 1,564.09 crores to 2,648.6 crores. The key drivers for this are an increase in the quantity of sugar sold, increase in ethanol sale, and additions from our new country liquor production. Sugar sold increased from 3.3 lakh tons to 4.53 lakh tons in this year, which included 0.7 lakh tons of refined sugar, which was exported this year against export of 0.38 lakh tons last year. Ethanol sold increased from 436.57 lakh bulk liters in FY22 to 885.21 lakh bulk liters in FY23. We sold 11.6 lakh cases of country liquor during this year. PBT for Q4 FY23 increased to rupees 94.13 crores from 82.8 crores in Q4 FY22. PBT in FY23 increased to rupees 135.78 crores as against 129.74 crores in FY22. Profit after tax in FY22 increased to 112.02 crores from 104.05 crores in FY22. In Q4 FY23, our sugar segment reported a revenue of rupees 812.41 crores as compared to 490.59 crores last year in this quarter. EBIT in sugar segment stood at 86.35 crores in Q4 FY23 as compared to 77.35 crores in Q4 FY22. For the financial year, sugar segment reported a revenue of 2,252.47 crores in FY23 versus 1,456.18 crores in FY22. EBIT in sugar segment stood at 101.70 crores in FY23 as compared to 108.88 crores in FY22. Our sugar realization for FY23 increased to 36.68 per kg against 35.13 last year. Our inventory as on 31st March 2023 stood at 1.47 lakh tons of sugar, which has been valued at 33.93 per kg. Our inventory as on 31st March 2022 stood at 2.58 lakh tons, which was valued at 33.91 per kg. Now moving to biofuel and spirit segments, our revenue increased to 283.46 crore in Q4 FY23 as against 112.73 crores Q4 FY22, sorry. In FY23, our revenue from biofuel segment increased to 839.39 crores as against 274.83 crores in FY22. EBIT in FY23 increased to rupees 110.21 crores to 64.68 crores in last year. Our total sale of ethanol of 885.21 lakh bulk liters in FY23, 408.01 lakh bulk liters of ethanol was derived out of syrup against 119.6 bulk liters last year, while ethanol derived out of B-heavy molasses in FY23 was 467.2 lakh bulk liters as against 274.75 lakh bulk liters last year. ENA sale in FY23 stood at 10 lakh BL against 42.22 lakh BL last year. As we consumed a substantial portion of our ENA for country liquor manufacturing, our average realization of ethanol stood at 60.83 in FY23 against 55.1 per bulk liter last year. Another driver for the increase in revenue is the sale of country liquor in the current year. Revenue from the country liquor in FY23 stood at 275.6 crores and rupees 131.7 crores in Q4 FY23. We sold 11.62 lakh cases of country liquor in this quarter. We sold 11.62 lakh cases of country liquor in this year at an average realization of 250.14. This realization is net of excise duty. It is pertinent to note that excise duty component included in the turnover in this segment is 246.9 crores in FY23 and 117.78 crores in Q4 23. We generated 34.53 crore units in FY23 against 31.75 crores units in last year. We exported 14.67 crore units at an average realization of 3.3 per unit in FY23 as compared to 14.03 crore units at an average realization of 3.18 last year. Coming to the borrowings, our interest cost increased to 40.74 crores as against 29.66 crores in comparison to last year. Interest cost is on account of higher utilization of working capital in H1 FY23, drawing fresh term loans of 140 crores for the capex undertaken by the company during this year, and increase in rate of interest. Working capital as on 31st March 23 stood at 460 crores vis-a-vis 664 crores last year. Working capital utilization substantially dropped in last quarter due to sugar exports. We made repayment of long-term loans of 62.08 crores during FY23. Our long-term loans stood at 246.31 crores as on 31st March 23. Long-term loans and short-term rating of our company continued to be assigned at A+ with stable outlook by CARE. During FY23, in terms of Ind AS 108, operating segment sugar and biofuel and spirit have been identified as operating segments pertaining to the group's operation and segmental information, including for the previous periods, have been accordingly compiled and restated and disclosed in the results. These were broad numbers. I would request our Managing Director, Mr. Gautam Goyal, to share his perspective on the industry and performance of the company in this quarter. Over to you, Gautam.
Thank you, Nalin. Ladies and gentlemen, I am pleased to share our key operational performance for the quarter and the year. For the quarter, we crushed 23.11 metric tons of cane, 23.11 lakh metric tons of cane versus 21.10 lakh metric tons crushed. And the crushing for the year stood at 43.22 lakh metric tons as against 40.34 lakh metric tons for the previous year. We diverted 5.99 lakh metric tons of cane for syrup-derived ethanol versus 1.53 lakh metric tons during the previous years. Sugar sales during FY23 stood at 4.53 lakh tons, including exports of 0.7 lakh tons, as against the sugar sale of 3.30 lakh tons for the last year. As mentioned during my previous con call, I am pleased to report that we successfully fulfilled our entire export obligation through fine-grained refined sugar exports. We have established ourselves as a reliable, high-quality producer, and we delivered our fine-grained refined sugar to the exchange and to customers in 23 countries across Asia, Middle East, Africa, and Europe. Ethanol production doubled this year to 980 lakh bulk liters, as compared to 460.46 lakh bulk liters. The company sold 1.51 lakh tons of bagasse for rupees 53 crores, as against 1.01 lakh tons of bagasse for rupees 26 crores last year. As mentioned during our previous interaction, our drop in gross recovery was compounded due to the severe pest infestation in our Asmoli and Mansoorpur units. The gross recovery for the year is lower by 0.42 as compared to last year. We have intensified our cane development activities to reverse this falling recovery. We mitigated a substantial portion of the loss from reduced recovery by higher bagasse and ethanol sales. Additionally, our successful commissioning of farmer-grade sugar resulted in better realizations. Within 5 months of us commencing our country liquor business, we have become a top 10 country liquor supplier in UP, and we continue to hold this position by this quarter end. We hope to fulfill most of our levy obligations of molasses for the year from the sale of country liquor. Sharing my perspective of the macro scenario, the net sugar production for the current season is expected to be around 32.8 million tons, with a diversion of 4 million tons towards ethanol. Exports from India till now have crossed 5 million tons, as against an export quota of 6 million tons. Sugar production in North India, including UP, is up by 4%, with a 9% drop of sugar production being witnessed in western states. This year, the OMC's tender for a total of 600 crore liters of ethanol, as against 459 crore liters last year. Till date, the OMC's have executed six tender cycles, and a total of 518.4 crore liters has been awarded. The total quantity lifted till 16th April stood at 208.7 crore liters. That is a 40% of the finalized quantity, and the average blending stood at 11.59%. Till date, the sugar sector was allocated 377.43 crore liters, comprising of 142.82 crore liters derived from sugar syrup, and the balance quantity is predominantly derived from B-heavy molasses. The grain sector continues to grow exponentially. This year, this sector has so far contracted for 140.92 crore liters, as against 81.48 crore liters last year, and 47.46 crore liters 2 years ago. They are expected to further increase their quantity and proportion during the next tender cycle. The Indian sugar production is estimated to drop by 2.5 million metric tons. As per the latest ISMA estimates, the expected production should be in the region of 32.8 million metric tons, out of which 31.1 million metric tons of sugar is already produced till 15th of April. Maharashtra has recorded a drop of 3 million metric tons and Karnataka 0.5 million metric tons. UP has produced 9.66 million metric tons till 15th April, and 77 factories are still operational and is estimated to produce 10.5 million tons during this full season, a marginal increase from 10.2 million metric tons produced last year. As mentioned earlier, out of the 6 million tons of sugar permitted for exports, 5.4 million tons has already been exported and the balance is expected to be shipped by 31st May. The government has released 18.5 million tons of sugar for the domestic quota till May 23, which is 2% higher than the 17.7 million tons released till May last year. Domestic prices look firm on account of lower production, and the prices have moved up by 7% in April from the previous month. The government released an additional 2 lakh tons of quota for the month of April. The current ex-mill prices are in the range of 3350 to 3400 per quintal in Maharashtra, 3600 to 3650 per quintal in UP. Refined sugar continues to get a premium ranging from 50 to 80 rupees per quintal over plantation dried sugar. The global outlook for sugar remains extremely tight and bullish. The three main producers, India, Thailand, and EU, are expecting a shortfall in production, further resulting in a tightness. And due to this, the world market has rallied over 20% in the last 4 weeks alone. Indian production is short by 2.5 million tons as compared to last year. Last year they supplied 10.7 million tons of sugar to the world market, and this year the supply is capped at 6 million tons. And the trade believes it could go down to 0 or 2 million tons over next year. The Thai production estimates for the current year have been revised to 9.8 million tons from the initial estimates of 11 million tons. Projections for next year have been revised downwards to 8.5 million tons. EU production estimates are around 15.5 million tons, which makes them a net importer of sugar. They are expected to have dry weather, which will lead to reduced yield in the beet planting, which means the scope for next year too is not good. Brazil seems to be the only origin which can fill this deficit. Brazil is estimated to produce 38.5 million tons of sugar, basis 49% sugar mix. The total cane crush is expected to be around 600 million tons. Brazilian mills are priced for the current crop, and there is a huge pressure on margin, mark-to-market, on them, which can lead to further price movement in case they are forced to start unwinding. Also, the ethanol parities are around 19 cents today versus the sugar price of 26 cents, which would make them want to maximize their sugar. Considering the shortfall in all major origins, the sugar balance sheet is extremely tight, which is getting reflected in the international sugar prices, which are at the highest level in the last decade. This concludes our synopsis for the quarter and the year gone by. We look forward to answering any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. A reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. First question is from the line of Nimis Sheth from GT Advisory. Please go ahead.
Rest of the team, just a couple of comments.
There was some audio loss. Please repeat yourself. Thank you.
Hi, Gautam, Nalin. Good evening, guys. Your results are very timely and very well appreciated. Hello.
Yeah. Hi, Nimish.
Hi. And your maiden dividend of 3.5 rupees, also well appreciated. It's a 21% payout, so thank you. Promoters now own more than 50%, which is also well appreciated. You've announced the sugar capex, 4,000 TCD, so that's something people are looking forward to. I have a question on ethanol, but I'll ask that along with the cane. Just one comment. Your presentation was uploaded at 2 o'clock, 2 hours before the call. If you could please upload it a few hours earlier or the previous day, that would help investors. Now the questions, actually, the first one is on the cane side. You already spoke about the cane situation. So when will we see improved results on the cane side? What are the steps the management has taken to improve farm yields and also factory recoveries? And the second question related to this is, once you have your cane availability improvement, are there any thoughts on any ethanol related capex?
So should I answer your queries, Nimish?
Yes, please. And then there's one more on the accounting side, which I will.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you for your compliments, Nimish. Much appreciated. Now, on the Cane side, and noted on the presentation, we will definitely make sure our presentation is uploaded at least a day in advance. As we've been mentioning for some time, the Cane area remains the Cane seems to be a major focus area. Now, we seem to be successful in increasing our overall throughput. Over the last 2 years, we continue to crush a little higher than the previous year. This year too, we are going to be crushing higher than the corresponding period last year and for the entire season. The big focus, of course, now continues to be recovery. We have been working extensively to contain the pest sort of related damage in two of our units. These two units comprise about 70% plus of our cane crush. We have been calling the best scientists. Our team has been working, pretty much day and night. And we are finding some encouraging results over there. Along with that, we are also working hard to replace and bring in new varieties which should give both higher yields and higher recoveries. But varietal replacement is a little time, is a little long drawn affair. We hope to start seeing the results of this maybe 2 years from now. That is the results from the varietal replacements. The results on account of, the containment of pests, we hope we can start seeing the results from next year itself. We hope it will result in further in improvement of recovery and further increase in cane crush. One of the principal reasons for our announcing the expansion of Amirganj unit is because we are encouraged by the increase in cane acreage, and our cane development efforts should also increase the cane role. So, are sort of encouraged and are feeling bullish on this sector, on this segment. On the increase in ethanol capacity, that is definitely being worked out. We are definitely looking to increase our ethanol capacity. We hope we should, we are still at the level where ideally the next big increase will come in our Mirganj unit, and we are working and we are studying that the optimum time to announce this, because we have to have both the raw material supply. And now dual feed cane distilleries have also become an option. So we are studying on both these accounts, and hopefully we should have some news sooner than later. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And yeah. Two accounting questions, clarifications actually. If you see your consolidated results, the table on page 16, which you gave 2 days ago, your other expenses have increased from FY22 176 crores, this is annual basis, to 272 crores in the current year. So what exactly is other expenses?
Hi Nalin, thanks for your appreciation, and definitely will take note of your suggestion for uploading a presentation a day before. As you might have noticed, there is a substantial increase in production of ethanol. Ethanol production has almost doubled, right? And okay. So there are two part of it, 176 to 270, difference is around 94 crores, right? So out of 94 crores, 21 crores is on account of consumption and packing due to the higher volume ethanol segment and addition of country liquor production. Another important part of the increase in expense is export logistics. Out of this, 64 crores is on account of the transportation of the sugar from factory to the port. So these are the two heads. Otherwise, we are good on other.
I think that explains everything. And one more clarification, please, Nalinji. On the next page, page 17, your segmental results.
Yeah.
Your item two, other, under there, there's a unallocable items. And
yeah.
for the year, it's 41 crores for FY 23 versus 14.46 for FY22. Again, what is this other unallocable items?
Nimiji, there are certain heads which are not overloaded on the cost of production. So last year, if you remember, we got diamonds from Dhampur Shivamas Limited in April last. So accounting was happening in the undivided company. So couple of expenses were part of the Dhampur Secunderabad Limited till March 2023, which mainly accounted for the managerial remuneration, which was part of Dhampur Sugar last year, which has come now into DBO.
Okay.
Right? So considering that, lot of expenses were there, which have become part of DBO now. So run rate is going to be like this.
Okay. And one last clarification. Gautam mentioned that 76,000 or 75,000 quota has been completed, export quota. In your presentation, you mentioned that in FY 2023, 70,000 tons have been exported. So I'm just assuming it means 6,000 is being done in this quarter, 1Q.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yeah. So I mean, pretty.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
That's all. I just.
Yeah, that's correct. It's already been exported. Our entire export obligation is fulfilled.
That's what you had mentioned. Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, and wish you all the best for the coming year. And,
Thank you, Nimish. Thank you, Nimish.
Thank you for a nice dividend, yeah. It's a nice start. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Sanjeev Kumar Damani from SKD Consulting. Please go ahead.
Namaskar. Am I audible, sir?
Yes, sir. Sanjeev, you're audible.
Sir, one small thing that I heard in the presentation from your side today in this con call is regarding bagasse, if I'm not mistaken. So kindly give me two, three information on bagasse, whether we entirely sell our bagasse or we consume it, and is there substantial improvement in realization of bagasse in the market this year as compared to last year? And can you quantify the tonnage also, that how much tonnage we sold and how much we are producing, consuming?
Sanjeev, yeah, sorry. So, you know, bagasse usage is on two accounts. You know, principal usage of bagasse, of course, is to run the sugar factory. And balance, of course, we need our bagasse, and we need to save some of our bagasse to operate our distillery during the off-season. Both during season and off-season, our distilleries are running on the bagasse as the principal fuel.
Okay.
When the sugar is not crushing, then we need to make adequate storage of bagasse for our off-season operations.
Okay.
हमारा जो बगास का जो इस साल also, if you notice, हमारा छह महीने for our overall cane crush for this cane crushing season has been higher, resulting in overall higher bagasse production. और हम लोगों ने over last year, we had undertaken various bagasse saving measures.
Okay.
हमारे bagasse saving measures हमने undertake किए थे, they have resulted in increased saving in bagasse.
Right.
Which has resulted in us being able to sell more bagasse than we did last year.
Right.
Last year, we sold about 100,000 tons of bagasse, and this year we have sold 150,000 tons of bagasse.
Okay. Okay.
We have also been lucky this year, the rates of bagasse have been higher as compared to last year.
Right.
So this increased sort of contribution from bagasse, जो आप देख रहे हैं, is both on accounts of 50% additional quantity sold and the higher rate of effect for our bagasse.
Can I just.
I would like to further add, we are continuing to, you know, we are continuing to invest on further increasing our bagasse saving as the years go by.
Okay, sir. Can I just know the current prices of bagasse that we sell at?
So bagasse prices, you know, current prices of bagasse are about, you know, region to अलग-अलग region पे specify करता है, पर जो हमारे region में आप मान लीजिए, will be in the region of 300-350 per quintal of bagasse.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
I'm satisfied. All the best to you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sanjeev.
Thank you, Sanjeev.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Udit Gupta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. So my question is, sir, like the processing cost of ethanol per liter, sir, what would it be for our company?
Sorry, come again. The cost of production you are talking about, Udit, or?
Sir, both, sir.
Sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Gupta. Please use the handset mode, sir. Your audio is not clear.
Yeah. Sir, my question is, sir, the cost of production and the processing cost of ethanol.
So the cost of production on the syrup-derived ethanol is around 54 rupees a liter, and BHA it is around 45 rupees a liter. and conversion cost is around 6 to 7 rupees a liter in both the cases.
So the conversion cost, does it include the depreciation of the interest or anything of the sort?
It includes, it includes.
It includes. Yes, sir. And sir, how many crores of how many crore liters of ethanol can we produce in the next financial year, so like the current financial year?
As the government says, our license capacity, our distillery has operated. No, we can produce about, we can sell a little less than 11 crore liters. 10.92 crore liters is the total amount of ethanol we are permitted to produce and sell.
Sir, does this include the levy molasses or sir, is it like talking about the sale to the OMCs?
The total हमारी distillery से alcohol production का quantity restricted है government की तरफ से, UP government excise department.
Yes sir.
Now if we have to supply ENA to our distillery, to our country liquor plant, this will be part and parcel of this 10.92.
Okay. And sir, I was trying to say like if we deduct the levy molasses portion from this part, so how much are we normally left with?
Supply to the oil companies, are you saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, the levy molasses is a little bit work in progress because, you know, it's difficult to say. Our current estimate as per the current levy, UP ke jo current levy obligation requirements, hai, we will have about 9 crore liters to the oil companies, OMCs, okay. And 1.9 balance quantities would be earmarked for the ENA, towards ENA and country liquor.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Ji. Thank you, Udit.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Hiten Borisha from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Haji, yes, Hiten. We can hear you.
Yeah, Hiten, please. Good evening, sir. Thank you for the opportunity for this question. Sir, I have a couple of questions. So my first question is on the CAPEX side. So we have been spending on two plants, first is on Mirganj unit and second we are also expanding the liquor cases. So can you help me with the exact amount, what is the total amount of CAPEX we are spending, and if you can give me a breakup of both the CAPEX?
Yeah, I think essentially we have already expanded our country liquor segment. There is no further expansion planned there. Now, the entire expansions for this year will be towards Mirganj unit expansion, some energy efficiency related matters and things like this. So, but Nalin, would you like to give some?
So, as Gautam mentioned, like country liquor expansion has already completed last year. We have completed carbon dioxide plant also. So, we spent 214 crores as capex last year for various measures.
Right. Sir, actually my question was how much we have spent on liquor and what are we planning from Mirganj, the breakup of that CAPEX.
Are you talking about for the coming year? I'm a little confused.
I'm talking about in general liquor ke liye total kitna spend karne wale hai ya ho chuka hai.
Liquor, as I told you, Hiten ji, our expansion for liquor and expanded capex for liquor, we don't expect to do any more expenditure there, capex
so
there.
So, ho gaya hai, sir, usme kitna capex, kitna kharcha hua hai? That is my question, sir. Jo pichle saal kar liya hai liquor pe.
So, Hiten ji, last year for putting up this plant, we spent 18 crores of capex for this capacity of 4.2 million cases per year.
And ये मीरगंज में कितना करने वाले हैं सर हम टोटल?
मीरगंज का एक्सपेंस अभी हमने बहुत से
4000
कैपेक्स से कितना लिया बहुत से कैपेक्स से लेकिन सॉरी वन सेकंड बहुत
हेलो
उधर की बस एक मिनट करते
हैं ओके कहीं नहीं नो प्रॉब्लम या
नो वी आर तो हम तो टोटल कैपेक्स हमारा प्लान्ड है इस साल का is in the region of for Mirganj we are planning to spend about 65 crore rupees, sir.
Okay.
But there are some further capexes planned, so steam saving or insta-freezer ke liye honge. So as of now, the board has finalized and we have a plan to spend towards Mirganj and energy efficiency and some other, you know, normal depreciation.
Okay, okay. So Mirganj ke liye 65 crores we are planning.
That's right.
Okay. Oh, and my second question is on the prices of the potassium. As you mentioned, the prices have went up, and we also sold 50% higher volume than last year. Just wanted to understand what was the prices last year. You have given around 300-350 per quintal of potassium this year. So last year, what was the prices, sir?
250 around. Last year, it was 2,500 per ton bagasse on an average for the last year quantity we sold.
Per quintal.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, this is the same area, UP, may, which you have given 300-350.
Yes,
right.
Right, same area.
Okay, okay. So I have a couple of questions. I'll get back in the queue, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sunil from Nirmal Bang Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, congratulations on good number, sir. So my question relates to, can you repeat the volume of export in this quarter?
So, Sunilji, total we have exported till 31st March 0.7 lakh tons against our export quota of 7.76 lakh tons. In this quarter, we have exported 0.58 lakh tons in this quarter.
And what was the realization?
Sorry?
Yeah, what was the realization in exports?
Realization is around 40 rupees net of expenses.
Okay. And domestic realization, if you can say, excluding export in this quarter?
In this quarter, realization is around 35.7 per kg for the domestic quantity we sold.
Okay, and now you're talking about the realization of domestic UP realization of 36 and a half. So, for us, it will be higher than that or what?
Market ka, normally this is the price that we spoke about, the plantation white, low quality white ka hota hai. Sugar, fine sugar generally gives a 50 to 80 rupee premium. And okay. So we hope we should be able to realize that or some more.
Okay, fine. And in this last one quarter, how much more production we can do?
So it was Sunilji, 100% refined sugar we are selling in the market. No sulfitation sugar is being sold in the market.
So you get a higher realization of around 80 rupees per quintal.
Depending on the time and the season, आप लेके average मान लीजिए year on year 50 to 80 के बीच में fluctuate करता है sir.
हाँ मैंने जो normal price है उससे इतना ज़्यादा मिल जाता है.
हाँ जी correct.
And the another thing is how much more production we can do in Q1?
That is a little premature for us. That will be a little bit more forward speaking statement, so we'll refrain from answering that sir.
Okay, so, but all the three plants are running right now.
As of today, two of our plants have stopped crushing. Our Mansoorpur plant is still running.
Okay, okay, fine. Fine. And the last thing is about the industry. Do you expect inventory to be lower than last season in this sugar season?
Yes, sir. We definitely expect a drawdown of inventory. Jo aap dekhenge all the government statistics and government data, about 32.8 million tons is the production. The estimated consumption should be in the region of about 28 million tons. So, or 6 million tons ka export ho gaya hai. So, you know, you should have an inventory drawdown of 1.5 odd million tons to hona chahiye is saal.
So, my point was like, sugar, no doubt, it has increased a bit in recent past, and as the price increased, immediately government came up with additional quota. So, what's your view on further price increase of sugar in the industry?
You know, this, as you know, you've all been in this industry. There are government-related controls, so isme hote hi hain. But we don't see any reason to think the prices will go down. The balance sheet remains tight. The international prices are also firm, but the domestic balance sheet remains, you know, tight and firm, and we see prices to remain steady, maybe go up a little bit, but we don't see any downward pressure at this point.
Yeah, yeah, that is there. And last question, sir, next year, any indication how the crop is likely or production likely?
Sir, you know, I mean, you, I'm sure you read the reports, the planting data for Maharashtra and Karnataka ka jo data aa raha hai. And it's a little early to say because, you know, monsoons ke baare mein, there's a lot of topic. But for ourselves, we can say that, you know, our cane development efforts, we are feeling quite enthused and excited. And that is the reason why we are doing the expansion of our Mirganj unit, and we expect our capacity utilization should only improve in the coming years.
Oops. Great. Thank you very much, and all the best for Fiji.
Thank you, Sunil.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Prashant Balyan, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hi,
yeah, hello. Good evening and congratulations for such a good set of numbers. Just wanted to ask a small question. Do you expect this El Nino to somehow impact the total sugar inventory in India? One, and a sub-question would be, do you see the prices shooting up in India because of this phenomena? And what is the expectation at your end that El Nino definitely would occur? Because we have seen in the last cycles of 2016, 2004, 11, these kind of things were usually predicted beforehand. So this time, what do you think about it? So I have framed a kind of comprehensive question. So whichever way you want to answer it, please.
So Prashantji, you know, this is a very, a million-dollar question. The whole world is talking, the whole sugar industry is talking about El Nino. But you know, the probability of El Nino that everybody says is considerably higher. They say that latest data says it's about 70%. That will be my sort of, you know, that would be my assessment too. And we know.
Do you see the prices of sugar or your sugar realization going up if, in case the El Nino sets in?
So see, now this is the most important aspect.
Yeah.
See, now the fundamental, my belief, this is my personal belief, the first El Nino, if you see, fundamentally has a negative impact on rain, especially in the western side. And eastern, so there is always a drier spell, there is no reduction of water in Maharashtra especially. Normally these drier spells mean lower yields across board, and sometimes it also results in higher recovery. So the overall impact on the sugar, wo thoda sa balance, you know, generally hum log dekhte hain, so North India mein the sugar crushing goes down, the recovery goes up, the sugar balance sheet remains maintained. West, generally the recovery goes up also, but the quantity of cane that goes down is generally more than what it can get compensated by recovery. And let's also remember this year there was 4 million tons of export out of India.
Yeah.
So in the event of deficit production or lower production, the key question is, will there be a shortage in India? I don't think so. I don't see the production dropping to less than 4 million tons. But once again, the market should remain bullish, should remain firm. That would be my answer.
All right. That answers my question. Thank you. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. As there are no further questions from the participant, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Goel for closing remarks.
So thank you all. Thank you very much. And thank you for all the advice you've given us and the compliments you've given us. We appreciate it greatly. And, you know, as we mentioned in the past, please feel free to ask any questions that may arise in due course. You can email it to us and we will respond at the prompt. We'll try and respond promptly. Once again, thank you very much and have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of SKP Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.